We're live.
Hello.
Let people come
Greetings.
In. We can ruin their day.
Exactly. Hello. Welcome back to Movie Melee. I'm Caleb Cuffo. This is Code Newberry.
Want to buy a cell phone plan?
We're pretty good at that, apparently.
We can both sell you one at different.
Is that going to be? Let's say that's our fallback plan. Is if Multiplex just completely collapses, it just turns into a cell phone company. That's just, we're gonna rework it into a cell phone.
I think I can pitch my story to my people. I'm like, hey, this could work for me.
Exactly right. Like, all right, guys. The six of us cell phones over the.
Hey, don't spoil matches this time, by the way.
I won't. Yeah, I'm not gonna. Nothing to announce that way. Yeah. So. It's fine.
Yeah. Crazy.
It's been a great tournament. Yeah.
This is a great time. Tournament's happening. Yeah. I don't even know what's out yet. I've edited so much, but
I think like only a couple things from the first round are out.
I think two rounds. No, okay. So, 8 matches have dropped of the 16.
Dang, look at us go!
Yeah, I mean we've had Payson knock out Brandon Dunlap. If you just haven't watched that, that happened 10 days ago. Mark versus Igor, great match. Go check that one out.
Yeah, Spence keeping it close with Matt. That was cool. That was cool.
Nazario craft the bed. Go check that out. That's always fun.
Sorry, I fell apart.
Oh, look, he's there.
Kaiser craft the bed. That was pretty great.
Why doesn't Samsung not make the note? They repackaged it. It's called the Samsung 23 Ultra. It's the exact same as the note. It even comes with the pin, but they just didn't want to spend money on two different brands. So that's your answer.
The Galaxy Ultra is really cool.
And if you're still buying Samsung in 2023, you need to reevaluate your life because iPhone is superior. Sorry.
It really is.
Dicks of Power debut. I don't know that team.
I don't know who they are. Who are they? What is that?
By the way, with the name of with that name, I might just not let them debut. I'll be honest with you. Heck, after our announcement, who knows if they want to debut?
True,
because Andrew Barge serves terrible food. After round two, now that's
he just serves terrible. Javi, you have not played a Movie Melee match. Yeah, you haven't played yet, Javi. So anyway.
You played a teams match.
That's right.
You guys had the best code ever in round two of all time, which is just speak a different language and confuse everybody. It was great.
You
Google Pixel all the way. That is what I expect from a Canadian.
Jack, buddy, please.
We can't give those phones away. I'll be honest with you. People say Google phones.
Yeah. They don't make phones fast enough for people to want them. That's why they make them so slow. No
one buys it. So I hear, this is before we tell our announcement, I hear that you're a big hockey fan now. Against Jack Pinchuk, at least?
In the eyes of Jack Ryan Pinchuk, I have to pretend to love hockey for this playoffs only because I called my shot and I'm going to be correct, and Jack hates it. Jack hates that I'm correct. Oh, I said the Kraken were gonna be in the conference finals against the Knights, and the Knights are there, and the Kraken are in Game 7 right now, and it's gonna happen. So I think the Kraken can win it all. I think they have a great coach. I love Dave.
It's who you don't even know who that person is. It's
the coach of UND hockey for like 8 years, dude.
It's 1-0 in the third, Dallas Stars.
It's all right. We'll come back.
But the Oilers
like 3-0
did go home.
Period.
The Oilers did go home. So
and I couldn't be happier. Vegas always wins, baby. Love Vegas.
Okay. So, time to get to our announcement. This announcement comes with a very heavy heart. We're closing down. We're done. No, I'm just kidding. God, I wish. I wouldn't have to edit it anymore. It would be a great day. Basically the whole thing that is changing, and it's pretty big what's changing, is our round three. Our round three is finally changing. And no, it's not going to a 2, 3, and 5. We talked about that at one point, to be honest with you. We did, but we ended up keeping the crux of what our round three was built on, but me and Kaho reworked it, sat in with some other Melee writers to talk it out, and we think we have a better idea. So, starting post Mayhem, this is crucial to everybody that is playing in Melee currently or going to play post Mayhem. If you're currently playing inside the tournament, which we do pre-record matches, so your matches will not be affected by this rule. Also, if you're playing for a title, or which we will announce something here at one point, if you play for a title, that title match will stay the traditional round three up until Mayhem. The team's tournament and everything post-Mayhem, the new round three will go into effect, effective immediately. The round three that is changing, when you normally get to a round three, you get eight categories. You each get to pick a strength, and six other categories are randomly chosen by the person setting up your green room. Then you get to choose, if you're in the lead, you get to choose your 4, 3, 2, 1. You tell the host exactly what's at, and then your opponent gets to go. The change is everything, basically. Instead of doing the traditional one person gets to pick, it actually turns into a draft. All categories are randomized. We are eliminating strengths in round three. The people are gone. And what will basically happen is when you get a match and you agree on a date and a time, eight categories will be dropped in your spot. 70s, drama, comedy, action, a rom-com, whatever. The eight lists. If you are in the lead in round one, if you're in the lead in round three, if you're in the lead in round three, you will pick your category first. So if me and Kaho are playing and I have the lead on Kaho and Oscars is on the wheel, I will take Oscars from him. Now, with taking Oscars out of the eight slots, he can't take an Oscars question at all for any point value. But I have to answer an Oscars question at some point value. That's where the strategy goes. And then you and your opponent will alternate drafting a category till all eight are picked. Then we will go into the round three. The round three will start. If Coho's is behind, the host will be like, all right, Kaho, you have your four categories. What category would you like, and what point value would you like it at? So we are eliminating where you have to go 1, 2, 3, 4. If Kaho thinks he can take advantage based on the wheel and he knows a category he can at least hit something in, he can take, I want comic book for 3 points right away. Comic book for 3 points happens. And then that's what ends up happening. And then it goes back and forth. So he could take the lead on me right away and force me to answer some questions. Now, with that being said, we will be lowering the difficulty in round three to an degree. We will be raising our one and twos to closer to a two range. We will be lowering our four pointers to about a 3, 3.5. So those impossible hard punches at times will happen less frequently. We can't promise all the time because what you consider an impossible four-pointer and what you agree is an easy three-pointer, we can't. Everybody's different. Everybody's subjective, so we can't really have that effect. So it will make the game a lot more balanced, make it a little bit more general, and it makes what you pick first so much more important because you don't get to just outline your all your categories in a row and let your opponent pick. Multi-person maps, the categories would go up in the category size would go up, but the draft would work the exact way. First, second, third. If it's multi-tier, me and Kaho haven't really talked about it full because we don't do a ton of triple threats and multi-tier matches for that reason. But what would basically happen is if that does were the case, we would probably talk where the personally can pick where they want in the draft so if they didn't want to go first, it would recycle back. It wouldn't be a snake. It would be 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. But if they wanted middle, I think we might allow middle. But that's, we don't do them for a reason. Teams will work the exact same as it always has. A 1 and a 2 will have to be answered separate. 3 and 4, they'd get to answer together. The draft would still be how the draft worked. Did I miss
anything? And again, you can still break. No, but in teams, it's still the same. Break point values out of order if you want to, but the person still has to answer a 1 and someone else has to answer a 2.
Yeah. So there was multiple things. Thanks. I hate it. That's fair. You kind of suck at this anyways at times, so you know you can hate it all you want. I love you, but watch Disney movies. No, I'm just kidding. Also, this is honestly just a big thing for our writers, why we kind of made this move. Is we eliminated it because we were writing 40 questions every match and 8 questions, sometimes 6-5 questions get asked, and then we burn a lot. Basically, we're only having to write 2 set of category questions per category at this point, and it's going to lower our entire workload a lot. So we can turn out matches, we can check matches, we can make sure there was a match. I don't know when Nazario's match happened with I think it was against his tournament match.
The Jacob Cameron match?
Yeah, the Jacob Cameron match. It was his tournament match where he unfortunately we didn't catch it. It's one that we both admit. He had a harder 2-pointer and the 3-pointer he got to name a knight from the knight round table. It was just, looking back on it, should have been a cop, but we at that time we wrote 8 matches at one time. So it was very hard. So do you pick a category and corresponding point value before you pick second category, or you can pick the point value? Yes, you can pick the point value after all 4. Because if Oscars, like I said, if Oscars is a category, once you pick Oscars, I can just put it at 1 point if I don't want my opponent to have it. But if I'm down and he switches, he gets lucky with his 3 and 4, then I have to answer an Oscars question if I'm terrible at it. But your opponent will not get an Oscars question. Same reverse. If your opponent's good at action adventure and you take Oscars to screw them, but you're hoping they won't take action, they could take action from you in the very next round, and now you don't get an action question at all. So all 8 categories will be answered. All will be asked. You will not get a counter. Like, you will not get one in the difference. So missed everything. Round 3 is changing. I don't know who that is on Facebook. But yes, Facebook, that is changing. And Dallas has now have a 2-point lead on the Kraken. So
listen, the Kraken came back from 3-0 and 1-6-3. It's great. It's going to be fine. It'll be all right.
That's her. Jacob Cameron, new person.
Yes. Sorry, rookies. If you just got the hang of the format, at least you're in it new enough that it's like you can adjust. For people like Nazario who have played this for 6 years, he's going to hate his life to learn something new that he's known for 6 years. So, like, you know.
So, no strengths. I can't say. No. So, all 8 will be randomized. It will be the only thing that will change that could help you with strategy. If you pick a general category in round 2, it won't be showing up in your randomized slot in round 3, personally. So. Because then I would have to fine tune it where both perks will get their strengths, and then we're back into a whole situation. So so if you pick something as your general, like if you picked action, and then I randomize action, and then I have to take action out and put something else there. So that's the highlight. So that's 8. Well, yes. As soon as you pick a date and time for the match, all 8 will be revealed to you at that moment, and you can start building strategy. Also, in our matches, we will not be leaving out the draft. The draft will be a part of videos now, so you can actually see full strategy pay out. Because I think there's going to be a learning curve, especially with strategy in this format. But yeah, people will not be there. It's basically all the round 3 categories that we normally add. Minus the people, there will be no people, so you won't have to worry about like Al Pacino showing up randomly or something. It'll be more of a random draw, but I do have an announcement. What light shows can you stream? I'm watching the hockey game, if that's what you must know. It's just I can't control commercials, but I'm in the club. Yes, managers will still help pick. That's 100%. That will be the full strategy. Everything will be played out. They'll be on screen. You'll need to know everything. The ultimate, we also have an announcement to make at the end of this year. Not telling bad players to tank now, but bad players, or I shouldn't say bad players, unlucky players at times, years of
negative ups and downs. Negatively affected individuals, I think is the best way to put it.
We're doing an end of the year battle royal. Basically, I don't know. I haven't talked to Nazario and Mike. I don't want to step on their toes, but it could be like reverse free for all instead of like a full free for all, because I'd rather them all start on screen. But if they don't want me to do that, I won't do it against them. But basically, we are going to put all the negative records of Melee in a match, answer questions, and the winner of that gets a new lease on life in Melee. They will start 0-0 as a debut player next year.
And you will get the debut treatment for your first match. It's not like if you come in 0-0, I'm going to schedule you as a 2-0. No, you're coming in true
0-0. You get a new lease on life. It's the reverse Hunger Games where we don't kill you, but we give you something in return. So,
you get to live.
I think that's pretty cool.
I like that person.
I do too. I messaged Coho and he's love it. Let's do it. That was like perfect.
Love it. I think it was the shortest conversation we've ever had about a decision. We're like, yeah, love it. Let's go.
Yeah. Post Mayhem teams will be back. We're doing a full teams tournament, so that's going to be exciting. There's a lot of things going on. Any questions else?
It's going to be great.
Will they be eligible for Rookie of the Year?
That is a question for another time.
Technically, I would say they could, maybe. But I also hate the awards. This is not a shot at our awards. They're great. Everybody loves them. Personally, if you've ever talked to me on call, I hate them, so I don't care. Personally, I'd put it on there just to piss some purist of the awards off, but I don't care, personally.
Maybe.
Any questions or anything coming up? We're not going to do this super long. We just wanted to get this out there because We do work ahead. There will be some matches set up really soon that will have this new format. They will be implemented. And we plan to do like the record reset. Like if we have enough, though, there will be plenty that will still be down. It could be a yearly thing. We'll just see how it plays out first. We wanted this round three to be out there again. We don't think it's going to change too much personally. I think it will make matches a lot more competitive personally. Like it could end matches faster too. That's a worrisome because somebody could just say, I want my 4-3 right away. And then we're just going home. There's no build up to 2-3 and see if they hit the three. But that's just risk reward. I'm okay with shorter matches versus if you want to take your shots right away, go for it.
When will new matches start taping after all the terms? I mean, we bet, like, to pull the curtain back, we have been taping post-tournament stuff already. It'll all come out pre-Mayhem, but it's post-tournament stuff that's already been filmed. So.
Yeah, we work pretty far ahead just to get people in and get us a break at the end of the year, but we film about three to four matches a week. Is the event called the Loser Bowl? Probably not. Probably just something nicer, but hey, I could see some players be like, shoot, I could have a shot at that. I do not want to go above 500. I do not want to be 500 right now, so I would like to just – I don't know if we're doing – it's losing record, right?
It's losing records. Negatives only. But to be fair, there are only two people currently on the active roster with 500 records. So they will also – those two people will get a match to be on either side of it. So we will have no 500s potentially by the end of the year. So
that's fair. We will announce. Jeremy Adams has cashed in his number one contenders match. Yeah. Judgment City will be taking on Water 2. The last time that team will probably be top five, but they qualify because they had 3 wins in a row. They will take on in the number one contenders match. Winner of that plays Ginyu at Mayhem. Teams have been a little bit on hiatus for a little bit. We will have some teams matches coming in between round 2 and round 3 of the tournament. And we will have some teams matches before the teams tournament start to get some people playing again, to get them comfortable with playing.
Every match in teams from here till the tournament affects the tournament. Everything you have is a play-in or some sort of seedings match prior to the tournament. So everything that happens in teams will affect the tournament going into the tournament. So be aware.
100%, 100%. Yeah, but that will be happening. Dylan has not informed us what he is planning on doing with his title shot yet. He's still currently in the tournament. He beat him in the video release. So at that point, who knows? But again, if you have any questions or concerns about round 3, I probably have them too. To be transparent, we have not filmed it yet. We know how it's going to work. We know exactly, but it's going to be a learning curve. Remember, I started when I helped take over this league when it switched. I fought tooth and nail that we should lose a point after round 1, after round 3 when you lost a question. Boy, was I wrong, and I switched that. We will change it if we do not like it, but overall, we're quite comfortable of this change and what's happening. You're not able to Google yet. Listen, we have a guy. He just graduated. Congratulations, Caleb Bowman. But he will have a nervous breakdown if you even drop your hands for a second. You could be the most trusted human being in this community, but you drop that hand for a second, he'll want to kill you. So, not going to be able to Google. I've always thought about the lifeline of, hey, Alexa, and just see what you can get by saying it again, but your opponent would also get that information. But
yeah,
I think that might be a test match situation, not an actual match. But any other questions?
A list of records for people, as in like what the records are?
Drop that post. He'll drop that post.
Post Mayhem, I'll give you the full list of where people are at so that people know where they're at going into the end of the year area. So, Oh, no, Javi, you're good. I'll make sure that Post Mayhem, I give you guys the full breakdown, teams and singles, where you stand, what's going on before tournament time, before title pictures, before everything goes down. So.
Yeah. Keep watching everything. We appreciate it. That's like a blast from the past. That was some theories back in the day of how people may have gotten some questions. Never was able to prove it, but that was some theories back in the day. Did I miss anything crucial about the round 3? So I think the main thing that people need to know is, when, as writers, we are going to write questions, a 1 or 2, a 3 or 4. There'll be 2 questions per category that the writer will write. And again, we have enough writers in our writer's room, believe me.
Yeah.
I know there's slight fear from people that know of things from the past, past trivia leagues, but we're pretty on top of it because normally you can find about 6 riders in the back watching matches when they're happening. So I don't think there's going to be they won't be able to get away with asking a 2 at that's supposed to be a 3 or 4 or a 3 or 4 when it's supposed to be a 1 or 2. But we are only right 2 questions. And again, there's still the balancing. It will always be a balancing thing, but we're going to try to lean closer to our 2s. And we're going to lean closer to our 3s in our 3s and 4s. Not make everything a gimme. It's going to be about a 2-month period of Bowman writing and checking and us having dialogue about it. But we're feel pretty comfortable with Yeah, so slight. What do you mean? Did I say slight? A slight chance?
Slight chance?
I'm not sure. But we'll stay on for a total of like 3 more minutes, and then we will be gone. So ask your questions. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to be here all night, so.
Yeah. I mean, we got things to do. You know, I got to add a match.
I got to watch the crack and break Jack Pinchuk's heart. It's going to be great. Or they'll break mine. One of the two.
They're probably going to break yours. I mean, they say the worst lead in the world. Oh no. It's 2-1, 7 seconds left. 7 seconds.
In the game or 7 seconds in the first period?
In the game. It's over, buddy. It's over. Dallas called a timeout. Oh. Dang. When might this loser bowl happen? End of the year. We will film it.
It'll be the last thing that we do before the end of the year.
It will be final act, and we'll like drop it like either at or right like during the winter break.
Yeah. Dude, oh yeah, Kraken. I did just get a. Dude, I love that mascot so much. The Kraken. If they don't, it's a missed opportunity, Cody. If they don't open every single show they have with Davy Jones on the giant board going, "Release the Kraken," and then just everyone coming on the ice.
But how's your feel that they killed them in the third one, like idiots?
Here's the thing.
Dallas moves on. Kraken's out.
Damn it. At World's End, it's not a perfect movie, but the Kraken decision does hurt me. I love the Kraken. A great character. He sucked at running fandom. Nazario, you're the only reason you had a fandom career was because of me. Don't start with me. You suck at the Tim Tuig era.
Listen, me and Coho do what I love together. I can yell at him like nobody else, and things get done. Coho's doing great. Coho's doing great. Coho needs to update the stats, but other than that, Coho's doing great right now.
I do. I'm one match behind on stats at the moment. Yeah.
But overall, Coho's doing great. Coho's in charge of scheduling. We have the same kind of vision of like where we want to go with everything. So this partnership's working great. And the best part is he doesn't have to do math. He doesn't have to do math here.
Amazing.
So, he technically does have to do math.
But he doesn't have
to
do
math to decide on the fly, like on the moment. Exactly. Like, did that. So, great. He's not great at finding a permanent home. Hey, Cole and me have done
that. I've been here since day one. What do you mean? I am the only founder left standing.
Remember when Mike and – oh, I knew Mike and Azora wanted me to do winged eagle trivia or something that they wanted to start. Yeah. It was a wild time.
Eagle fang or something.
But with that being said, we are done. Go check out all the things. Remember, if you haven't, I don't know if it's filled, but Tim was looking for somebody for LogNet tomorrow. Yep. If you want to be on it, let him know. YLS will be off this week, coming back next week. We're back with Soda Tier List. Can't wait. I'm still looking for 2 people. I'm looking for 2 people. I got Brooklyn, Boatman, Sup T. If not, I'm forcing Coho to be on it. And then somebody else. But be on those and check out for this new round 3. And if you hate it, keep it to yourself. Thanks.
Bye.
Oh, I didn't hit end. Are you going to hit end? Or you always hit end. I don't hit end. I'll just hit it. Bye.